the government in 2015. Building a stronger Jamaica, improving people's lives.
The year 2015 saw the Ministry of Health continuing initiatives to improve healthcare delivery and increase access to services for Jamaicans. Stay with us for a recap of the year that was. In May, Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson instructed the regional health authorities to undertake a comprehensive audit of the health centers and hospitals within their jurisdiction. This to determine the existing challenges and to inform strategies for improvement. The audit report, which outlined major deficiencies in the sector, was released in full on November 6, following instructions from Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller. In late 2015, the unfortunate news came that 19 premature babies had died as a result of an outbreak of the Klebsiella and Serratia bacterial infections at the University Hospital of the West Indies and Cornwall Regional Hospital. This led to the tightening of infection prevention and control measures. And when Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller appointed Horace Daly as the new health minister in early November, he was charged with addressing the infection outbreak as a matter of priority.
He has assured me that his first order of business will be to strengthen the system of healthcare delivery to eliminate the deaths of babies or adults from causes such as bacterial outbreaks.
Prior to the reassignment, contracts totaling close to $243 million were awarded to carry out works on the maternal and neonatal high dependency units at the Victoria Jubilee, Mandeville Regional and Cornwall Regional Hospitals, as well as the Bustamante Hospital for Children, Spanish Town and St. Anne's Bay Regional Hospitals. The contracts are part of the Programme for the Reduction of Maternal and Child Mortality, PROMAC, being funded by the European Union. It was an active first 2 months for new Health Minister Horace Daly. On November 11, he signed a $250 million agreement with the Inter-American Development Bank and the Planning Institute of Jamaica to craft a 10-year strategic development plan for the health sector. Minister Daly advised that the development plan will be spearheaded by a special steering committee comprising sector representatives who are expected to prepare and submit the document in early 2016. The minister encouraged members of the public to utilize opportunities for consultation to help shape the creation of the plan.
The public's participation is important. So it can be presented at town hall meetings. It can be presented in the parishes so people can know what is it our country is planning for the next 10 years.
Also in November, Minister Daly signed a $143 million contract for the renovation and expansion of the Accident and Emergency Department of the Princess Margaret Hospital. In the same week, he broke ground for the renovation and expansion of Linstead Hospital's Accident and Emergency Department. As it sought to increase access to quality healthcare services, the ministry continued its program of primary healthcare improvement with the renovation of several health centers across the island, benefiting thousands of residents. Facilities receiving attention included the Claremont Center of Excellence, Santa Cruz Center of Excellence Phase 2, Golden Spring, Rowlands Field and Nannyville Health Centers, and a new construction, the Exchange Health Center in St. Anne.
We are of the view that when you have a health center that is functioning properly within your district, you have great advantage over when you have to leave to go to secondary care miles and miles away.
Former Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson. Notwithstanding the emphasis on primary healthcare delivery, secondary care facilities also received support. More than $1.28 billion was spent to upgrade 15 hospitals, including St. Anne's Bay Regional, Port Antonio, Mandeville Regional, Kingston Public and Victoria Jubilee, as well as Bustamante Hospital for Children. In a move to guard against the threat of Ebola in 2015, the Ministry of Health acquired and installed 5 state-of-the-art walk-through thermal scanning units at the ports to scan for fever, one of the symptoms of the disease. And following outbreaks of measles in the United States and Mexico, the ministry, in a proactive step, embarked on a major campaign of compulsory vaccination for children aged 1 to 6 years. The Health Ministry heightened its Zika virus preparedness activities near the end of 2015 with the training of the first batch of 1,000 young people to be employed as vector control workers. They'll be deployed to communities along with the ministry's vector control teams to identify and destroy mosquito breeding sites. The Ministry of Health in 2015, building a stronger healthcare system, improving people's lives.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.